so grateful that I've had the ability to kind of soothe my own soul through the gift of writing that God has blessed me with, songs like Healing. But when I think about the generations before and I remember hearing the hymns and the songs of the old school, I think about hearing my grandmother sing on Sunday morning and what she would sing if she found herself in the positions that I found myself in at times. And one song crosses my mind, it goes a little like this. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand.
Greetings, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Special Sunday school sessions. Part 2 of November 25. 2011. And we are in St. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. And Jesus is causing us to understand God's law as opposed to the law, as opposed to the tradition of the elders. The tradition of the elders is capitulation. It's compromise with Caesar. It's allowing your sisters and brothers to be abused, to be enslaved, to be exploited. That is the tradition of the elders today. Those that carry out the tradition of the elders are the prime ministers of the day, the presidents of the day, the heads of governmental, financial, and educational institutions. These are they who carry out the tradition of the elders. These are they who sell out to the Rothschilds and sell out to the Oppenheimers and sell out to the Wall Street oligarchs and the corporate elite plutocrats. These are they who help to facilitate warfare and bloodshed and the theft of land, wealth, and resources, all the while in front of us on TV, on the radio, trying to maneuver us into thinking that they are lovers of the human family. The word Christ only means that spirit and anointing to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed from the oppressor. So all of your presidents and prime ministers and politicians have to come before you and say, come before us and say that they are in love with the poor, the afflicted, the needy, the oppressed, and that they are running for office. Look at the Republican Party. Look at the Obama administration. Obama now running for re-election. Lit re-election. Listen to how they tell us that they are concerned for the working class, the middle class, the working poor. They never really mention the poor class, though. But they want us to believe that they care for the people. That's, in the Greek language, you would say, I'm a Christ. I'm a follower of Christ, or I'm a Christ. You would say, I'm a Yahshua. See, Yahshua, the African Hebrew word Yahshua, you get in the Roman translation, or excuse me, Greek translation, Jesus, the Roman translation, where you combine the Roman Jupiter with the Greek Zeus, getting Jesus. Coming into Spanish, you get Jesus. Coming into English, that would be Jesse. Not Jesus. Jesus is a mispronunciation of Jesus. But in the English, you would get Jesse. The meaning of Yahshua is liberance, liberation, deliverance, health, wealth, returning those things back to the masses of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Vengeance of our God upon the oppressor. That's what Yahshua means. So the presidents and prime ministers, they are coming before you saying, I'm a Yahshua. I'm a Christ. Well, we know that they are practicing the tradition of the elders, which is the tradition of conning, manipulating, and maneuvering the people into supporting death, hell, destruction, warfare, bloodshed, supporting the agenda of the modern day Caesars, the modern day Roman elites, in the person of Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, the Illuminati Masonic Order. So we know that Jesus is causing us to understand all of this. Now, in verse 17, let's read it again together, and let's go deeper into what Jesus is doing. He says, verse 17, chapter 5, St. Matthew. Jesus, fighting Rome, fighting Caesar, fighting the Roman Empire, fighting the high priests, and fighting the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Herodians, all of those that have sold out the African Hebrew Israelite nation. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Look, we said the law of God is no debt, no usury, no abuse, no slavery, no poverty. Stand up for your sister and your brother. Pursue justice. Pursue liberty. Speak on behalf of the orphans and the widows. Stand up for freedom, justice, equality. Fight the oppressor. That's the law of God. Because the laws that we imbibed into our societies are based on the laws and construction of the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, the universe. The Most High gave birth to, the Most High Father and Mother gave birth to creation, universe, sun, moon, stars, planets, Milky Way, earth, gave birth to all of creation on the philosophy of truth, justice, and righteousness. That's Mayat in Egypt, Africa. And so we, in studying the universe, began to incorporate those laws and ideas into our societies. So this is what Jesus is saying. He comes to fulfill the universe, fulfill Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness, fulfill freedom, justice, equality, fulfill the doing away with a system that is destruction and hell and warfare and bloodshed. Verse 18, chapter 5, St. Matthew. Jesus says again, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. What is Jesus talking about? We said that Jesus was talking about that every might, even the most minute detail of God's law will be fulfilled. What is Jesus talking about? Jesus is trying to get us to understand that this wicked and rotten system of death, hell, destruction, warfare, and bloodshed will absolutely be done away with. Jesus wants us to understand and know that the laws by which the universe was given birth to and constructed, meaning that the Most High gave birth to the universe, the Most High Yahweh, Father and Mother, gave birth to the universe, constructed the universe based on truth, justice, and righteousness, that all of that will be fulfilled all over the earth. What is Jesus saying? Jesus is challenging Caesar. Jesus is challenging the Roman Empire. Jesus is looking at Caesar and the Roman Empire as being antithetical to God's law. Therefore, the teaching of Jesus to the African Hebrew Israelite nation is designed to disconnect the consciousness of the people from Caesar, from the Roman Empire, from the petty bourgeoisie elite, scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, high priests, Herodians, so that the people can construct a society, a nation, and a world, the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth, that is based on the laws of God, Jesus. Now you would say, Jesus says that in verse 19, let's continue. Verse 19, chapter 5, St. Matthew. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments. We talked about breaking the law that is against usury, against slavery, against exploitation, bloodshed, warfare. Those are antithetical to God's law. So when you promote warfare and bloodshed and destruction, you're breaking the law of God. So Jesus says, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. So let's say once again, those leaders, no matter what level we find those leaders, when they teach us to participate in colonialism, slavery, exploitation, warfare, bloodshed, when you see the Obama administration teaching us to go overseas and kill poor people, when you see the Obama administration, the Republican and Democratic Party teaching us to go along with their plans to destroy Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, food programs, programs for education and for youth, these are teaching us to go against God's law. When they want us to think that the little punk plans to take a few little pieces of money from the wealthy class should satisfy us, when all the while they just want us to go along with the destruction of the poor and the middle class, that is violating God's law. When they teach us these types of things, Jesus wants us to look at them as being the least in the kingdom. Now, some people would say, but I thought the kingdom of God in heaven was later after you die. No. Jesus said, the kingdom of God in heaven is among you, around you, at hand, and within you. The whole universe is the kingdom of God in heaven here and now, not in some later time. In another place, Jesus said that the kingdom suffereth violence and the violent take it by force. You see, there's violence going on in the kingdom right now as we speak. Warfare, bloodshed, America's military, Israel's Mossad, America's CIA, Britain's MI5 and 6. These entities are creating nonstop violence all over the earth. The earth right here and now, the universe right here and now, the creation right here and now is the kingdom of God in heaven here and now. And the battle of Armageddon is on right now as we speak. So Jesus is saying that here and now, these Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, and their puppets that are teaching us to hate one another, to divide over ethnicity, race, color, class, creed, religion, denomination, philosophy, and ideology. These that are teaching such divisions are they who are in reality the least in God's kingdom. See, we are taught to look at those in positions of power as being the greatest in the kingdom. But we also know that Jesus said, the greatest among you is the servant. The greatest among you is that one that is willing to serve the sisters and the brothers. Excuse me. Not they who look at position and gain position to be served. That is a misuse, abuse, and manipulation of position and power. Presidents and prime ministers and those in government are supposed to serve we the people. We the people are supposed to be the power in the land. And those in positions of government or religion, meaning meaning pastors and bishops and so on, they are supposed to serve the people. But they are not doing that. They, too many of them, have gained positions of power to be served. That's a manipulation of positions of power. So Jesus is saying once again, those that we look to as being great in society are in reality the least in society, the least in God's kingdom, because they are teaching us to divide, to kill, to destroy, to participate in colonialism, to participate in consumerism. They teach us to go against that which we learned and understood from the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, the most honorable Minister Malcolm X, the most honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the most honorable Fannie Lou Hamer, Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, Denmark Vesey, Gabriel Prosser, David Walker, Toussaint Louverture, Jean-Jacques Dessalines, those great sisters and brothers who went before us to teach us true morality based on God's law. These were our Jesuses and Marcus Garvey within our midst. Bob Marley, Peter Tosh. These were our Jesuses right here among us, teaching us true morality based on the law of God. But we are taught to belittle these and big up and think that the greatest ones are the presidents and prime ministers, heads of government, educational, financial, heads of educational institutions. But Jesus is saying that these, like Caesar, like the Roman Empire, like the Roman elites, like the high priests, the Sadducees, the scribes, the Pharisees, the Herodians, these who teach us to participate in the destruction of ourselves and the destruction of the human family and the destruction of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. These are they who are the absolute least in the kingdom. And you should not look at them as being great, but as being the least. Let's look up this word least right quickly. 1646 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Elakistos. It means smallest, least. The root is 3398, little, least, small, less. Continuing with the 1646, smallest in size, least in size, least in amount, least in the management of affairs. Look at how the affairs of the world are managed by those who are absolutely destructive to the human family. Yet they want to garner respect from us. They want us to look at them, Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, the Wall Street oligarchs, the corporate elite plutocrats, those who are the upper echelon of society, want us to look at them as being great. Jesus is saying, no, they are the least. The least in authority, the least in commandments, the least in the estimation of men, the least of persons, the least in rank and excellence. Look at how these that have rank in society want us to think that they are great. And remember, even James, the book of James talks about how when a rich man comes into your church or synagogue and a poor man, and you raise the rich man and reject and denigrate the poor man. See, James understood the teachings of Jesus. James said, no, that poor man is the greatest one. That rich man, you know, that rich man or that wealthy man has destroyed you, has implemented plans of warfare, destruction, bloodshed, theft of land, wealth, and resources, following Caesar, following Rome. And so we say the same today. Those in that wealthy class, 1%, 2%, 5%, 10%, these are they who are the destroyers of the human family. And they want us to think that they are great. No, Jesus is saying they are the least. And let us take our last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break. Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is the part two coming from November 25th, 2011. Now, Jesus trying to get us to understand the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth. Jesus wants us to see that those in power that teach us to destroy one another are the least, are less, should not be looked at as being great. Jesus wants us to know in reality that we, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed are great. We, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed are the key to society. We, black, brown, red, yellow, white, poor people are the key. Jesus is teaching poor people that they are greater than those in power because by and large, the poor people, think about your grandma, your grandpa, your uncle, your aunt, who taught us not to rape and steal and destroy one another, not to commit warfare and bloodshed, taught us to love one another, taught us to respect one another, taught us not to meddle in other people's business. Look at what grandma taught. Look at what grandpa taught. Look at what great-grandma and great-grandpa taught. Look at what those wonderful old mothers and fathers in the church taught. Not those necessary that were in leadership, but those in leadership who did teach such, we're talking about them too. But look at those great old stalwarts, mothers and deacons and whatnot in the church that really taught us to respect and love sisters and brothers in the human family. These are they who are great in the kingdom of God in heaven, here and now on this earth. Continuing to prove that point out of the mouth of Jesus. Jesus further says in verse 19, chapter 5, St. Matthew, but whosoever shall do and teach them, that them being the law of God, of truth, justice, and righteousness, truth, justice, righteousness, mayat, freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, here and now on this earth, the law of God is no slavery, no exploitation, no destruction, no warfare, no bloodshed, no theft of land, wealth, and resources. The law of God is pursue justice, pursue righteousness, speak on behalf of the orphans, speak on behalf of the widows, and deliver, work together and deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed from the hands of the wicked oppressor. So, those who, Jesus says, but whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. So, Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, W.E.B. Du Bois, Booker T. Washington, Fannie Lou Hamer, Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, John Brown, the list goes on. These are they who came, Marcus Garvey, came among us and taught us the true laws of God. Mayat, truth, justice, righteousness. Stand up for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Stand against slavery. Stand against warfare. Stand against bloodshed. Stand against theft of land, wealth, and resources. Stand against anything that would destroy the human family. So these are the great ones. Jesus was saying in that time that Caesar is the least, and those prophets and revolutionaries that came up to stand with the poor and the oppressed are the greatest. That word great is 3173 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, megas. It means great, of external form or sensible appearance of things or persons, great in space and dimensions and respects, great in mass and weight, great in compass and extent, great in large and spacious, great in measure and height, long, stature and age, great in age as well, great in number of quantity, great in large, to be large and abundant, great in rank, great in ability and virtue and authority and power. Look at what Jesus is doing. He is raising the oppressed, saying to the oppressed, sisters and brothers, I know that Caesar has taught you and us to divide, to destroy, to be chaotic, to participate in consumerism, to participate in warfare and bloodshed. But if we truly teach the laws of God, we will be great in the kingdom. Look at all of those prophets and messengers and revolutionaries that came and stood with the oppressed. They are the great ones. Look at all of those in our time. Look at the Black Panther Party. Look at the activists that stood against the Vietnam War. Look at those that participated in the women's suffrage movement in the United States of North America. Look at the Latin lords, I believe they were, the brown sisters and brothers who stood with the Black Panthers. Look at Leonard Peltier. Look at the American Indian movement. These are the great ones in the kingdom of God in heaven. Not the Obama administration. Not the George W. Bush administration. Not the Bill Clinton administration, not the George Herbert Walker Bush administration, not the Jimmy Carter administration, not the Ronald Reagan administration, not any of those, but those who we know truly taught us to unite and free up the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. These are the great ones. And you, sisters and brothers, who no one thinks anything of, you may think you have no rank. You may think you have no influence. You may think you have no talents. You may think you have none of the characteristics of the Most High. But I'm here to tell you, poor black, brown, red, yellow, and poor white people, you are the great ones in society. Let's rise up like Jesus is saying, and let us teach the true law of God, which is freedom, justice, and equality. Continuing, St. Matthew chapter 5, verse 21, Jesus continuing to fight Caesar and Rome, the Roman Empire, he says, "Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time that thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment." Verse 22, "But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire." What Jesus is getting to is how we have been made to divide among each other. We have been made to be angry with each other. Black angry with white, angry with brown, angry with red, angry with yellow. Holding grudges against your sister and brother, angry at your sister and brother for living in another part of the territory, the north, the south, the east, the west, 5th Street, 6th Street, 10th Street, 100th Street, 5th Avenue, West Coast, East Coast, living in another region, another territory, dividing over land that we don't even own. You see, all of this is the philosophy of the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, today's Caesars, and today's inheritors of the Roman Empire. They cause us to be angry with each other, and all of us are the oppressed. All of us are the poor, the working class. Why should we be angry with each other? He says, let's look up this word, angry. 3710, or gizo. It means to provoke, to arouse to anger, to be provoked to anger, to be angry, to be wroth. Now, remember back in the day how the Nation of Islam was infiltrated and divided, and sisters and brothers who loved each other yesterday were angry with each other today. But that was all caused by infiltrators infiltrating the Nation of Islam, splitting Minister Malcolm X from his teacher, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and sisters and brothers dividing over Minister Malcolm X and Elijah Muhammad, and sisters and brothers who loved each other now wanted to kill one another. You say, that's terrible. Yes, it is terrible. And the government of the United States of North America, the CIA, the FBI, did the same thing to the Black Panther Party. Infiltrated the Black Panther Party. Split the Black Panther Party. Sisters and brothers who loved each other yesterday, who would have died for one another yesterday, found themselves hating their sisters and brothers, being angry with their sisters and brothers, seeking to kill their sisters and brothers, not realizing that it was the FBI, it was the CIA, it was the wicked, nasty, deplorable tactics of the CIA, FBI, government of the United States of North America, following the dictates of the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, sowing discord, sowing anger, sowing discontent among the Black Panther Party. Remember how the Black Panther Party was put against the US organization, and the US organization was headed by Maulana Karenga, Ron Karenga, and how the US organization was turned on the Black Panther Party, and how black people who should have loved each other sought to take one another's life, not realizing at the time that it was the CIA and the FBI. And I saw a DVD documentary. I think it's called The Bastards of the Party, which chronicled the rising of the modern day gangs spawned from the destruction of the Black Panther Party and the US organization. And one of those that were in the Black Panther Party was saying that they would have risen up and taken out members of the US organization, but Geronimo G. Jagger Pratt, being a modern day Jesus, and this time said no. That was not the US organization, that was the CIA and the FBI fomenting discord, causing sister and brother to be angry. So this is what Jesus is doing. Jesus is looking at the African Hebrew Israelite nation, looking at the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, who have been turned on each other so that Rome and Caesar may continue to hold power, hold sway, and kill and destroy and take the land, the wealth, the resources. So Jesus is a psychiatrist. Jesus is a scientist. And he's saying, no, we're not going to go for that. You heard it said that don't kill your sister and brother, but be angry with them. Don't work with them. Don't unite with them. Don't unite with those among you who are bringing a program to unite the oppressed and overturn spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically the Roman Empire. Continue to be angry with your brother. And I'm recalling that at a certain time in the 80s, the Black Panther Party survivors and others who survived that period of the 50s and the 60s said, you know what? We understand now. We understand that this anger was caused by the CIA and the FBI, and we are going to forgive one another. And we are going to work together and stand together and do this thing correctly. And the CIA got wind, and the FBI got wind, and the FOP got wind, and they murdered, they assassinated. They set up Huey P. Newton to be assassinated by some so-called drug dealer. Now, we believe and we know that was a hit to destroy this coming unity, this birthing of unity among those old stalwarts of the civil and human rights movement. So Jesus is causing us to understand all of this, that he says, if you're angry with your brother without a cause, you shall be in danger of judgment. And whosoever shall say Raca, let's see what this word Raca means. 4469. Oh, this is so interesting. Empty, senseless, empty-headed man. Look at how we have been turned on each other to think nothing of each other, to think that we are empty, to think that we don't have any sense, to think that we have nothing to offer. So Jesus wants us as oppressed people to see value in each other, to see that those in power are the ones that are empty, not your sister and not your brother. This is so interesting. It's so interesting to allow the scriptures to teach us what we are to say. And when we research the definitions of these words, we get a better understanding. He says, if you say that your brother is empty, is vain, has no value, that's what raca means. If you say your brother is raca, is empty, has no value, you shall be in danger of the council. 4892, the word for council. Sunedrion, I think that's Sanhedrin, an assembly, magistrates, those who convene to deliberate or pass judgment. And Jesus is not talking about that punk Sanhedrin, that punk council that has sold the African Hebrew Israelite nation out to Caesar. Jesus is talking about the great council, the council of the universe, the council of the Most High, the council of Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. Continuing. He says, and whosoever shall say, thou fool, 3474, morose, foolish, impious, and godless. That's what that means. He says, if you shall say, thou fool, or morose, foolish, impious, and godless, what do you say you shall be in danger of? I think he says you shall be in danger of hell fire. Look at this word, hell. 1067, Gehenna, hell, punishment. You shall be in danger of being punished. If you look at your sister and brother and think that they are nothing, think that they are a fool. No, sisters and brothers, hell fire, 4442. Per is the word. Fire, fiery. You shall be in danger, and we shall be in danger if we look at our sisters and brothers as being a fool, being empty, having nothing to offer. Fire, the fire of judgment, the fire of destruction. Look at this society that we live in. Look at how those in power want to divide us and conquer us and have us continuing to live an existence of destruction and fire and destruction and fire and warfare and bloodshed. Jesus is a scientist, and that brother, that African Hebrew Israelite revolutionary, has taught us well to have value for each other and see that those in power that are teaching such wickedness are the least in the kingdom, and those of our leaders in this day, Louis Farrakhan, Amalia Shetela, Ava Muhammad, Tynetta Muhammad, Harry Belafonte, Danny Glover, Yosef Binyakin, and Ashra Mirira Kwesi, Winnie Mandela, Desmond Tutu, Nelson Mandela. These are the ones who have taught us righteousness. And these are the ones who are great. And we, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, and the Occupy movement, and the activists all over the earth, they're the great ones. We're the great ones. Let us continue to be great and teach what Jesus is teaching. Mayat, truth, justice, righteousness. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.